Hi there, it's LaShonda Henry here, aka Sister Sense, and boy, do I have a dose of daily direction for you today. But before we get there, let's start here. Hopefully, you know that of all the things that I could possibly be doing with my life, I am invested in three things: helping you make sense of making money online, helping you work on your web business, Sister Sense style, and showing you how to quickly create amazing digital content with strategy and intention. So with that said, what I want to do today is talk to you about easy email marketing, number one, and number two, three ways you can work on your web business this weekend. Okay. Number one, I want to talk about easy email marketing because easy is important, and I'll tell you why. There are so many entrepreneurs out there who are excited about sharing, generating revenue, getting online, becoming popular and or profitable, all the, you know, fun and golden things, right? The shiny things that come along with entrepreneurship. But guess what? In order for you to get the good, the feel goods, you got to do the real good. And for me, one of those things is consistently communicating with your audience using the right channels online, email being one of those big important channels. So let's talk about that, because I know for a lot of entrepreneurs, when it comes to email marketing, the struggle is real. So we're going to have like a mini clarity session. I'm going to ask you a few questions, and I want you to be honest with yourself. Number one, do you have an email list? So are you building a list of people who are customers, online website subscribers, business associates, partners? Do you have an email list? Okay, that's question number one. Number two, I want you to think about for yourself, if you do have an email list, when was the last time you sent out a message? I know for some people out there, maybe even you, that E is, man, I haven't sent out anything or one thing, or it's been a minute. Or on the flip side, can you answer this question? Are you only sending out emails when you have something to sell? So you're not necessarily building a list and then consistently sharing value with them, which you're supposed to do, but you tend to, be honest, send some stuff out when you've got a new offer and then they don't hear from you for weeks or even months on end, right? So are you only sending out messages when you need to sell, or hardly ever, maybe never? Okay. Last but not least, do you have a newsletter? Do you have a newsletter? Do you have something that is branded, that is consistently going out, so that at least once a month, twice a month, even once a week, you're continuing to have consistent conversation and ongoing communication with your customer base, with your subscribers? Now, first, I wanted you to answer those questions for yourself, because it's about being really, really real. It's not just about the shiny objects, bringing in that revenue. That's the feel good. The real good is when you, as a business owner and an entrepreneur, deliver, when you are able to inspire, when you are able to, on a consistent basis, communicate with your audience. That's going to help you with conversions, right? So I'm sharing this particular concept with you because we're at the start of a new year, but guess what? In the blink of an eye, the new year becomes the old year and we're back at it again, right? So with that thought being in mind, understanding that every day is a gift, understanding that those days go quickly, you want to make sure that you do something today or even this weekend that your future self can thank you for. One of those things is to create your own easy newsletter. When I say easy, I mean this. I just recently shared with my mastermind community, the Firestarter Circle, how to jumpstart the year by creating a 12-month newsletter. So over the course of the last 2 weeks, I did a mastermind call as well as a webinar. And in those two sessions, broke down some great ways you can think about how to put together a 12-part newsletter. And the easiest, simple way to put them in a 12-part email sequence, one a month for the next 12 months from January to December, so that you can have it go out once a month, have it scheduled, and have that automation there so you can build on, again, consistent communication with your audience. Now, if you've got a couple of hours this weekend to spare, I highly recommend this is something that you do, especially if you either are struggling with putting together your email messages, if you're not consistent, and you want to make sure that at least once a month you're sharing some valuable form of inspiration, information about what you do and the products and services that you sell to your community, okay? So that you're not just focused on, oh, I need to build my email list, but you're building a list and sending them nothing, right? You've got something in the back end of value to give them. Okay. So that, by the way, hopefully you're on the page right now. I'm not sure where you're listening to this particular message, but the page is sistasense.com, sistasense.com/EEM for easy email marketing. And on that particular page, there's information there so that you can get instant access to watch the webinar as well as listen to the prep mastermind call session. So you can learn how to knock out creating your own easy 12-part newsletter this weekend. I guarantee this is something that you can do, even if you say, you know what, LaShonda, I'm just going to do 3 emails. So I'm going to do 1 a month for 3 months. That's a 90-day sequence. So I can start there and build on that part of the conversation. You want to have consistent communication so you can improve your conversion efforts with your audience. Okay. So number one thing that you can do to really work on your web business this weekend is consider knocking out your own easy newsletter. One of my personal favorites, not just for consistent communication, but also for customer retention. At the end of the day, your business is not going to sustain if your sole focus is, I need a new person. I need a new customer. I need a new sale. Most businesses go from surviving to consistently thriving by having customers come back again and again. So one of the important things about this conversation around easy newsletters is, again, not just you having something that you can send out to new people, but retaining your existing audience, right? Keeping them in the loop, reminding them, building those relationships so they come back for more. All right, that's number one. Number two, outside of easy newsletters, I highly recommend you consider creating what I believe is one of the easiest e-courses you could ever imagine. And for me, that's putting together a 7-day email distributed challenge. Have you ever thought about that before? Have you done it before? Do you want to learn how to do that SistaSense style? If your answer is yes, 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 well, I certainly would love to share with you how to get that done. For me, I highly recommend to the ladies in my circle trying to create a challenge, at least one challenge every quarter. Okay, so I love them, by the way. I'm going to share with you a website that you can go to, a webpage on my site, SistaSense. It's called sistasense.com/BVAC. Okay? sistasense.com/BVAC for blogging, video, audio, and Canva. On that particular page, you are going to see 4 challenges that I've created, a blog challenge, video challenge, audio challenge, and graphics Canva challenge that I've created to help ladies in my circle get better at marketing. For me, email marketing is one of the most important marketing strategies you need to explore. And then, of course, in the case of BVAC, I talk about the big four. For me, big four is blogging consistently, using video marketing, audio marketing, and infographics, creating some powerful graphic content using the Canva platform so that you are attracting customers. And again, that conversation around consistently retaining the people in your circle. So I wanted you to share that so I can share with you a few examples of the different types of challenges that I've created. And I personally love to create at least one challenge a quarter. Sometimes I create them back to back every couple of months. As a matter of fact, the last challenge I created was my Finish Strong 90-day challenge, which was a huge success at the end of the last year, the final quarter. So for 90 days, every other day, I had a 45 three-part 90-day email sequence that went out, which for some people is like, whoa, wow, that's a lot of content. But this is something that I'm passionate about doing, consistently communicating with my audience so that I can have real conversations with them. That's, to me, one of the secret ways in my personal sauce of how I'm able to generate revenue on a consistent basis. And I want to make sure if you're falling short in any of these areas, I can show you how to do this without being overly complicated or overly technical or taking up time that maybe you don't have, right? So you may consider this weekend being the weekend for you to think about creating your own easy e-course in the form of a 7-day challenge. And again, I can show you how to do that. The link and the information is again on the page, sistersense.com/EEM. Creating my 7-day brand challenges and then sending them out via email is another smart way to use email marketing, right? And you can create challenges that will, number one, help you convert, right? So you can do free challenges, like I talked about my free Finish Strong challenge, or you can create challenges that are profit projects that you charge people for that information in the form of an e-course, right? And so thinking about whether or not you want to create your next challenge for profit or promotion, I certainly want to help you show you how to do just that inside of the brand challenge training, okay? So far we just knocked out two of my personal recommendations with respect to how you can work on your web business this weekend. Number one, I highly recommend, if you haven't done it, I'm so excited to have done mine and shown other ladies in my circle in the mastermind how to do the same. I certainly want to make sure that you can knock out your own 12-part newsletter this weekend. Put that on your priority list. Get it done before the month is over so that between January to December, you know that at least once a month you've got quality content going into the inbox of the people who are on your email list, okay? Number two, I talked about creating an easy e-course, whether it be for profit or list building for promotion purposes, getting into the habit of creating these brand challenges that are going to help you retain your customers, bring them back, and attract new people too. All smart things that you can do. And again, side note, outside of email marketing, if you're curious about blog marketing or video marketing or audio marketing, at sistersense.com/BVAC, you can take a look at some of the other kinds of challenges and marketing specific trainings that I've created to help you learn how to do this stuff SisterSense style. All right. So we talked about those two. Let's dig into the final of the three, which for me is building bundles, right? Have you ever gone to Build-A-Bear with your kids or your niece, your nephew? It's a great store that you'll find in a lot of major malls across the states. And essentially, when you get to Build-A-Bear, you get this bear, and then you can put on the clothes that you want and accessories you want and all these cool things so that you can customize it and make it your own, right? So with that Build-A-Bear concept in mind, one of the things that I've taught a lot of my entrepreneurs is the significance of building bundles. And, you know, it's sometimes when you've got a whole lot of stuff, maybe it's easy for you to kind of put a bunch of your stuff together and create a bundle that you can sell. And sometimes it's not easy. Maybe you don't have a lot of content, or you're not looking at your content with the right eyes. So you're like, oh, that's dated, that's old, that has to be redone. And you can't quite find a way to strategically take smaller products and services that you've created them and bundle them to turn them into larger ones, right? To increase your profit per sale. So one of the things I talk about is how you can strategically build a bundle by strategically creating your offers with intention, right? Either once a quarter or once a month. And then once you've done that, when you take a look at the next quarter or the end of the year, or you take a look at 3-4 months later, you're like, wow, now I've got not one, but two and three and four things that I can put together and build my own profitable bundle, right? That's actually one of the three types of offers I feel entrepreneurs should really be working on right now. And I talk about it in my Map Out Your Master Plan 4-hour intensive. I'm all about being very clear, strategic, and intentional with respect to what you do, because once again, you're going to blink, right? And the first of the new year becomes the end of the year. And all of a sudden, it's like, man, it went by so fast, right? So you've got to be strategic. You've got to be intentional. And for me, that begins with mapping out your master plan, not just creating your newsletter, because that's a huge thing, but creating other calendars, not just for your customers, but for yourself. So you can map out every month for them and then map out every month for you. So you know, this is what I need to be doing this month so that I am staying the course. And if things get crazy in my life, I've got these calendars to keep me on course and get me back on track. That's one of the things that we talked about inside of the Map Out Your Master Plan 4-hour intensive, which maybe that's something that you want to do this weekend. Work on coming up with your own 12-month personal calendar, so you know that between January and December, these are the things that you really want to get done. These are your goals. These are the products that you want to launch, the events that you want to host. These are the people that you want to work with. Being very clear and intentional about what you want to do and not feeling like when the holiday seasons come around, you're rushing to put stuff together and you're never quite ready. Always feeling that you're not accomplishing what you want. Always feeling overwhelmed. Overwhelmed or behind. These are some of the things that I try to help my audience and help you overcome inside of the Map Out Your Master Plan 4-hour intensive. So that's something that you can consider diving into this weekend as well. So you can learn more about putting together strategic calendars and plan of actions for yourself, as well as possibly working on some of the smart offers that I highly recommend you create this year. One of them, outside of creating your own easy e-course challenges, is building your bundles by strategically working on different offers, again, at different times of the quarter or at different months of the year, so that by the time you go through several quarters and several months, you've got all of these relevant, related offers that you can pull together to create awesome bundles, right? Especially at the end of the year, you can really build on and maximize some of the things that you've created. I'm a master at repurposing content, turning $7 offers into $200 and $300 offers by building on amazing bundles. And again, I want to help you learn how to do the same. Now, it's funny because as I'm sharing this particular message with you this past week, I was on a clarity call with one of my clients who's working on an upcoming intensive of her own. She's got her 3-hour intensive that I've been helping her put together and formulate so that she can launch and share that with her community this month. And in the process of her working on that, she said to me, you know what, LaShonda, this past weekend, I was binge watching your pro webinars training and I loved it because I'm excited about doing my 3-hour training. And I wanted to make sure that I knew everything I needed to do as far as setting up my webinars. And it was so great. And what stood out to me in that conversation is the word binge, right? You know, so many of us are just infamous, notorious at binge watching, whether it be Netflix or Hulu or all those other online streaming things, right? And sometimes, believe it or not, you know, being truthful, it's a guilty pleasure. The thing about binge watching is sometimes we find ourselves spending hours watching these movies and shows, and it's like, what have I done with my weekend, right? So I want to motivate you this coming weekend to not waste your whole weekend binge watching TV or live streaming. I want you to binge watch something that's going to help you create your own brilliant content, your own amazing offers that are going to help you better build relationships and generate more sales within your community. So these are a few trainings, as I mentioned to you before. Number one, the easy 12-part newsletter. That might be something that you want to work on this weekend. Number two, the easy e-course, creating your own 7-day challenge to just have that relationship with your existing customers and have something new that you can utilize to attract new people to your circle. And number three, possibly building your own bundle, coming up with a calendar, a plan of action inside of the Map Out Your Master Plan 4-hour intensive, so I can share with you some offers and some strategies you can use to really get clear and intentional about what you want to do, the goals you want to not just set, but achieve this year. Okay, so hopefully this particular session has helped you today. Again, my goal is to always, always, always be here to share my Make Sense of Money online strategies with you. Making sense of making money online, helping you work on your web business and quickly create amazing content. That's what I'm all about. If you've got any questions for me, don't feel like that any question is not a good question. You know, sometimes people are hesitant. Like, I don't want to ask that question. No question is a bad question. If you've got any questions, email me, sissasense@gmail.com. Keep me in the loop. Let me know what you're working on, what you need help working with. And of course, these resources that I've talked to you about today, you can find them all on sissasense.com/EEM. Have an amazing day. And until I see you again, keep creating amazing. Take care.